This is CliffCentral.com.
Let's get to George Meany. Every Friday we check in with George, CEO of Auto Trader. You know, we got Auto Central here on a Monday. On CliffCentral.com, they recorded a brand new episode this week. You can go and listen to it and download it now. But before we talk about things already past, let's go straight into the now with George Meany. George, good morning.
Morning, Gareth. How are you?
Oh, you sound very lively this morning. What's happening?
I am. I'm in Cape Town. We're having a bit of a staff meeting today, and it's rainy and miserable outside, but that's good for Cape Town, I think.
So how was the bike event over the weekend?
It was amazing, absolutely amazing. We've been involved with this thing now for about 3 years, and it's just got bigger and better every single year. Mm-hmm. We took a decision as a business to partner with the biggest motoring events in the country, and this one has become the biggest biking event in the country.
And lots and lots of people, lots and lots of brands, cool new bikes. Tell me what's happened.
Thousands of people. We obviously had the bike park where you could come if you came to the show on your motorbike, you wouldn't pay for parking, and you parked your bike inside the bike park. We didn't have enough parking.
Oh, wow. So it was huge.
That's how many bikes pitched up.
Oh,
it was massive. Absolutely massive. We had to find parking for all the bikes that that came. But some of the big brands weren't there, which we were disappointed about. But I think they're going to be there next year.
Awesome. Okay, so what's in the news this week?
Remember us telling you the other day about the BMW Group investing in South Africa for the X3 and the export of the X3 from Durban?
Yes.
Mahindra has now decided to follow suit. So they are starting a test assembly plant in Durban. Mm-hmm. They've made an initial investment of 10 million rand in this plant to assemble their Bucky range. The trial kicks off now in May, and it's expected that the assembly plants will be fully up and running by July. So that's
fantastic.
Another piece of positive news for South Africa.
Seems like we're gaining fans and friends. Suddenly the economy is giving us an opportunity to turn these things around.
Exactly. I don't know if it's because Trump has kicked everyone else out of America.
Maybe. We'll take it. We don't care what the root cause is. Yeah, give it to us. Great.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Ford has also patented a detect lane splitting for motorcyclists. Mm-hmm. in their cars, which will have cameras around the car and have the ability to detect whether a motorcyclist is traveling between the cars or not. And then take control of the car, either turn the steering wheel slightly or brake, depending on where the motorbike is, in order to avoid a collision.
Yeah, I always worry about those guys kind of threading through the traffic on their bikes. You just know it can go horribly wrong.
It can go very, very wrong. So that was one of the biggest topics that came out of the Bike Fest conference that we had on Friday morning. We put together a conference of local industry players, and we had a bit of a panel discussion around what the challenges are for bikers, because our objective is to try and get as many commuters onto motorbikes as possible, because at the moment motorbikes are looked at as a leisure item. Even the banks finance them as a leisure item, and we want people to commute on motorbikes because of the congestion. It alleviates a lot of congestion, and it's quicker to get to work. And one of the topics of discussion was lane splitting. Should the laws of South Africa restrict lane splitting? And there was a unanimous no.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I think
so. It seems like,
you know, for a lot of us in cars, we aren't aware of people on bikes, and we don't really think about the fact that in any situation where there's a bike and a car, the poor biker is going to come off second best no matter what they do, even if they're completely in the right and they're extra cautious. And, you know, people in cars don't even think about these things. We turn, the bike comes out of the blind spot, we don't think about indicating, we just really make it very, very difficult and very tricky. And you take your life in your hands. I mean, Ben comes here on his bike every morning, and he knows that you've got enough to deal with the weather. You've got enough to deal with respect to people who aren't aware on the road. But then you also get malicious people in cars.
Sure.
Yeah. Entitled.
Yeah, you do.
I always used to like super harshly judge guys on bikes that rev when they go through traffic. But like then when someone pointed it out to me, it seems so obvious. It's so that cars know that they're there and don't suddenly change lanes without looking.
I've sometimes had a bike go right past me and I didn't even know it was there.
Because that's dangerous. That's also like super dangerous on behalf of the rider.
Yeah. No, for sure. All right. Well, at least you guys at Auto Trader are doing your bit for bikers. That's very nice.
Well, we're trying. And, talking about bikes, there seems to be the dawn of self-driving motorcycles. A company by the name of AB Dynamics are testing a concept and a trying to build technology to drive self-driving motorcycles.
Scheme, I'll be a late adopter on that one.
I think you and me both. Yeah. Would a self-driving motorcycle do lane splitting? Mm-hmm. And then Texas, a Texas city, as a matter of fact, the name of the city is Arlington, has replaced its entire bus system with a ride sharing service.
Wow.
A large suburb about 20 miles west of Dallas. Everybody knows where Dallas is.
Yes.
Its last census count was almost 400,000 in this little town of Arlington. And, if you don't know, I mean, I don't know too much about the American states, but it plays host to the Texas Rangers. Everybody seems to know who the Texas Rangers is and the Dallas Cowboys.
Right. Well, listen, Texas, so we know what Texas is about. We know what kind of people we're going to get in Texas. And for them to do ride sharing ahead of everyone else is probably not surprising. It's a very innovative place. It's a very kind of make their own rules, do their own thing sort of part of America. So I think this is cool.
Very cool. Very cool.
Do you like the idea? I mean, buses. I hate buses.
Love the idea. Buses. It's so cramped.
Yeah, it's crap.
It's crap. And then lastly, Gareth, did you watch the James Bond movie GoldenEye?
Yes, I remembered GoldenEye. It's Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan. Yeah. Now, the Aston Martin from the car race in GoldenEye is going up for auction on the 13th of July. It's an Aston Martin DB5, and it'll go up for auction at the Goodwood Festival of Motoring held between July 12th and July 15th. But the interesting thing is that this car is expected to sell for £1.6 million, 27 million rand.
Yes, yeah, see.
My God.
The last car that was auctioned from a James Bond movie was the car used in Goldfinger in 2010, which went for £2.6 million, 43 million rand.
What is a similar DB5 from that era in good nick go for comparatively, one that hasn't been in a James Bond movie? Do you know?
Probably less than a quarter of that. Probably, it's probably well into the 10 millions, but not 27 million rand.
Jeez. Yeah, I wouldn't mind that car. I remember it very well. They're on a mountainside. Beautiful.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful classic car. And that's it, Gareth.
All right. Thanks, George. Nice to talk to you. Happy Friday and have a good weekend.
I'll see you in person next week.
Excellent. Yeah, because you haven't been in the studio for the last 2 weeks, but I understand. Enjoy Cape Town.
Thanks,
George. There's George Meany, Auto Trader, Auto Central's on a Monday, and you can download that podcast ASAP. Listen to it over the weekend.
This is CliffCentral.com.